At Antioch Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, we're offering employee pricing on every new vehicle we sell. Pay what a Chrysler employee pays on every new Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram truck. We have over 500 new vehicles available, and it's Ram Truck Month. Hurry in today or visit us online at driveantioch.com. It all ends February 28th. Antioch Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on Route 173 or visit driveantioch.com.
See dealer for details. Offer ends 2/28/17.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of muscle milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday.
CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows...
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
The past crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesdays. In New Orleans, everyone has soul.
I'll drink to that.
But not everyone is a saint.
NCIS. Pans up.
My job here is to find the truth.
Big cases.
What do you got? Fingerprints, Holmes?
As in Sherlock Holmes. That didn't sound right at all.
And big drama.
Science doesn't care about the lies men tell.
In the Big Easy.
New Orleans.
One of a kind.
I can appreciate that.
NCIS New Orleans. CBS Tuesdays. Or stream it live or on demand. CBS Monday.
I got the best donuts in Chicago.
Looking for service with a smile?
Do you have anything soy-based?
No, everything here is food-based.
Keep looking.
I'm going to help you bring this place into the 20th century.
You mean the 21st.
No, I don't.
So watch out.
It's my trademark.
Jalapeno.
Donut.
Feels like I'm eating the sun.
The donuts are coming.
So what's the pay?
Minimum wage.
Health insurance?
First aid kit.
Do you believe in profit sharing?
Yeah, I believe in it. I don't offer it.
Superior Donuts. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand. CBS Thursday. The outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors. CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The Wolves play Saturday night at 7, Sunday at 3 versus Iowa in what may be a future playoff matchup. Tickets start at $11. We start in the NBA on trade deadline day and a big one between the Bulls and the Thunder. The Bulls sending Taj Gibson, Doug McDermott, and a second-round pick in 2018 to Oklahoma City for Cameron Payne, Joffrey LeVern, and Anthony Morrow. The team right now is sending a private jet to pick up Taj Gibson and Doug McDermott, piloted by Harrison Ford. Taj Gibson also did say that there were 8 teams interested in his services here today on this trade deadline. Elsewhere in the NBA, the Sixers have sent Nerlens Noel to Dallas for Justin Anderson, Andrew Bogut, and a first-round pick. Bogut is expected to be bought out and become a free agent. Houston sent KJ McDaniels to the Nets and Tyler Ennis to the Lakers. That's according to The Vertical. And the Bulls, they host Phoenix tomorrow night as they resume play here after the All-Star break. In hockey, the Blackhawks begin a 4-game homestand when they host Arizona tonight. Puck drops at 7:30. The Hawks, they're 5 points behind the Minnesota Wild, who are really having a fantastic season. There's 22 games left in the regular season. Earlier today, the Blackhawks signed Jeff Glass to a two-year deal. Major League Baseball, White Sox third baseman Todd Harrelson, he's day-to-day with an oblique injury. The White Sox will be retiring Mark Burley's number on June 24th. And the Cubs have announced that Mike Montgomery and Rob Zastrzyzny will start the split squad games on Saturday. This scoreboard update is brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you. NewMailMedical.com. Imagine up to 2 years of totally cartridge-free printing. Epson's EcoTank 4550 multifunction printer comes with enough ink for up to 2 years. That's up to 8,000 pages. Totally cartridge-free. Visit Epson.com/EcoTank. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, and we're celebrating 25 damn years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Lady Jane's, now open in Darien.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
How aggressive was Boston over this final hour in trying to get to Chicago and get to Indiana?
Not close, and I think these talks fizzled out, Chris. My sources tell me earlier in the day, Boston, you know, with either team, especially Chicago with Jimmy Butler, the Bulls' focus, I was told, was more on getting players from that Celtics core, less about really going into their bushel of draft picks. I think the Bulls were looking, if they were going to do Butler, to try to sort of reshape the franchise on the fly versus doing a complete rebuild. And for Boston, it didn't make sense to gut their team of their current roster to do a Butler trade. That didn't happen.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Wow. Adrian Wojnarowski on the Yahoo Vertical podcast describing the Bulls' discussions on Jimmy Butler not having to do with the available potential lottery picks.
And he said bushel of picks, so we're talking multiple picks. Whether it be the 2019, say they were talking next year's Brooklyn pick and not this year's Brooklyn pick. That's fine, too, because Brooklyn's going to be bad for a while. They're locked into bad.
That's what you're talking about in transition.
Yeah.
There was the Parkins plan, the Spiegel plan, and I was down for either one of them, and the Bulls just, they don't have to be because they're not playing the same game we're playing. We're playing the how do you win a championship game, and they're playing how do you keep dumb fans happy to win their cheeseburgers game. Which is a different game.
And some people now are trying to rationalize or trying to figure out how this made sense. Some people are tweeting and talking about on the interwebs about this making the Bulls a worse team because you have Bobby Portis and Denzel Valentine and Nico Mirotic who are going to see Doug's so and Taj Gibson's.
It's a tank move?
But it's not a real tank.
Right.
You know, if you're going to halfway tank, you might as well halfway win.
South Side, Rashad, you're on The Score.
What's happening, fellas?
You got it?
Been a little way. I heard some things going on. I decided to do a little bit of research. 2015 draft, Bobby Portis, the kid that just drafted Cameron Payne, as well as Jerry McMahon, all Bulls. So I guess objective accomplished for Gar Foreman, getting younger and more athletic. Let me ask you this question, y'all. I want to try to be very, very detailed with this. The direction of Michael Reinsdorf, I know he hasn't come out and said anything publicly, but if you had to make an educated observation as far as personnel, what direction do you think they will be going this summer? Complete U-Haul, overhaul, or do you see them actually trying to add to this organization?
The answer is we don't know, and they don't know. Because no matter what they think now, they'll change it.
I didn't think Dwayne Wade and Rajon Rondo were going to be a part of this team this offseason. So, and in 50 games, they made... they made a U-turn. They've changed the plan three different times in the last year and a half.
You're assuming that there's some sort of consistency of plan, Rashad, which we know for a fact there hasn't been. And we know from all kinds of reporting that what John Paxson wants to do isn't what Gar Foreman and Michael Reinsdorf want to do. And that axis has been victorious in steering the direction or lack thereof of the Bulls.
What are the percentages if you had to sit those three guys in a room? It's not 33, 33, 33, right? I mean, of course, Michael Reinsdorf has veto power over everything, but do you
think... He's there too, veto power.
Do you think, if you had to balance it out, is there a chance that Gar Foreman is more powerful than John Paxson?
I think it depends on Pax's energy level. I think it depends how hard he wants to fight.
How much he wants to fight,
What battles he wants to pick. and why? I don't know the answer.
I want to know which ones he's picking, because if he didn't pick the Rajon Rondo, Dwayne Wade one, then you have to be picking the draft ones. If somebody's in charge of draft,
but he hasn't,
if somebody's in charge of acquisitions free agent-wise, like, what are we doing here?
That's the question. We keep getting everything, every road upon which we embark ends up with that question, what are we doing here? Since we started trying to get closer, take a philosophical, no, we're still wandering around.
It's like you asking about Cubs spring training, Cub fans and how they feel about this new Cubs thing. The Cubs roadmap that you kept asking.
Yeah, the response to that was, we don't want to think about it. It's too much fun. We're still partying. Yeah, Rudy chimes in to say, that's the thing I don't get. From personal experience, even with this trash, I still can't get a break with my wife's company behind the bench seats, even for an awful game. They're in demand, and I'm not important enough to waste them on. Probably still wouldn't get those tickets even if they traded Jimmy. I don't get the chasing two playoff games instead of fixing a franchise, because you can put nothing out there and people still pay to watch it. I'm as guilty as anyone. I'll sit in those seats. I'll have a few beers. I like watching NBA ball. With a captive audience, doesn't that lessen the risk in doing something bold to make it better?
Of course. What are we talking about? Of course it does. Why would you shake up your world if your world doesn't need shaking?
And we are now joined on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Be the MVP of your family. Grab a Home Run In Pizza tonight by, what is it, weird to say, former Bulls power forward Taj Gibson on the score. Hello, Taj.
Hello, folks.
You're the last one from an era past, Taj. It seems like yesterday was 2011 and you guys were fighting it out for the Eastern Conference Championship. If you had to summarize your Bulls tenure, your time in front of these fans, what would it be?
It would be a lot of smiles and some good enthusiasm and some fun times.
What do you think this organization is heading with, not just the move that they made with you, but some of the things that they did this offseason? We hear rebuilding and younger and athletic, and then Dwayne Wade and Rajon Rondo end up on these shores. Where's this organization headed right now?
I can't really speculate. I'm just like you. I'm just one piece to a puzzle that's trying to figure out myself, but hopefully they're working for the better. Just being a former Bull, I'm always going to be a Bull at heart.
You did everything that was asked of you at every step, and I remember in the draft when you arrived, it was James Johnson, and you were like, well, who's this guy, this overage kid who's in college all this time? I said, okay. And you just never stopped working and coming up with new aspects to your game every season you showed up. Is there any frustration that after all this time and all this work that the Bulls didn't get closer to winning a title?
At times it's rough, but at the same time, the one good coach always told me, enjoy the ride. We went through a lot of rides, a lot of ups and downs, a lot of injuries, and I enjoyed the ride, man. We went through a time in Chicago where we were winning a lot of games, and the city was buzzing. So I can't never just take a negative aspect from it, because I was wearing the Bulls jersey, and it was one of the best times of my life.
Where did this turn? Was it the injuries? Was it the coaching change? Because, I mean, this just isn't the same, and you know it. And you, like Dan said, you're a good soldier. You go out there and you work your ass off every night. But the energy isn't the same. The feeling isn't the same from 5 or 6 years ago. Where, if you had to pinpoint one or two things or moments in time while you've been here, where did this thing turn to what it is now?
That's a number of things. You lose one of the key opponents. You're captain by the helm. You lose Tom Thibodeau. That's always tough. But when you lose a lot of pieces that helps you get to where you're going, it's always going to be a little rocky.
Was the writing on the wall when guys on that bench mob that you were a part of started to be dispersed around the NBA and assistant coaches started to go elsewhere? Did you kind of get, down to the nitty gritty of the business of basketball and say to yourself, okay, this is happening now?
What assistant coaches you mean?
Well, Ron Adams, guys like that who were on that bench who no longer were there.
Yeah, it was rough, but we still had Tibbs. Tibbs, if you don't, that's the one thing most people don't know, how Tibbs coaches. Tibbs is the day-to-day coach. Everybody else, all the rest of his assistants are just mostly guys who who are training you, preparing you for the game. They do a walkthrough, but as far as everything else, Tibbs is the everything up for the team. He scouts, he does everything. So, us losing a couple head assistant coaches weren't too bad, because the simple fact of the matter is Tibbs is the whole thing, the whole package.
Was there ever an increasing issue with not knowing whether the front office was meddling, for lack of a better word? And we had all heard stories about somebody saying, well, you know, don't talk to this guy, or if he's around, don't say this, don't let him hear you talking to somebody. You know, I think it's probably too dramatic to use the word paranoia, but I guess uncertainty as to maybe who was on whose side. Did that ever start to creep in?
I don't know. At times it may get a little tricky, but I was the guy that I talked to everybody, so I never really felt that kind of way. Maybe some of the other guys felt that way, but it wasn't like that with me.
How have you seen Jimmy Butler grow as a leader in the last couple of years?
In the last couple of years, he's grown up a lot. He's always been that kind of guy ever since he's been a rookie. He's real vocal, but at the same time, he was under a guy like Tibbs who brought guys up a certain kind of way. Like he didn't just let you play in the game. He really trained. He made sure you trained a lot, made sure you were in tuned into the game and tuned into the team system before he let you go out there and play. If you messed up, he won't let you play, and you will learn from that. So he knew how to bring guys along slowly.
Well, and then Jimmy, as he grew as a star, also grew vocally when he told Fred Hoiberg, Coach Harder, when he maybe said, yeah, I'll say some of this stuff, I'd rather run isolations. And there were some game planning changes that were made to accommodate Jimmy's game. Do you think Fred has a fair shot here? Do you think he has a fair chance? I mean, I know you've talked a lot about Tom Thibodeau, and that says a lot. Mm-hmm. But I'm curious going forward what you think about is Fred going to be okay?
Don't get it twisted. I'm a big time Fred Hoiberg fan. It's just two different coaches. It's just two different styles of coaching. Fred is a player's coach. Fred lets you get a couple chances to make your mistakes and let you adjust as a player. Tibbs was not like that, and that sometimes it hurt certain kind of players' morale. So every player wasn't able to adjust to Tibbs. Only the tough and only the strong was able to play. Well, some guys in the NBA really need to be walked along certain ways, and Fred gives guys a lot more chances, and that sometimes is great in the building process of young players. And a lot of times it helped his team early in the year. A lot of times it didn't. But like I said before, Tibbs coached in the NBA for almost 20-plus years as an assistant. He learned how to deal with different guys' emotions. He coached for a long time. Fred coached, but he was a player first. So then when he finally did coach, he was coaching college players. Totally different from NBA players. For a guy that's to be thrown into fire with NBA players, veterans that won rings and things like that, it's tough. People understand how tough that is, and he's still going to make his mistakes, but he's still learning. He's a true, ultimately good coach that knows the game far offensively and different things like that. Sometimes people don't give him enough credit.
The moment that happened earlier this year between Jimmy Butler and Dwayne Wade, and then all of a sudden Rajon Rondo chimed in on Instagram. You mentioned Tom Thibodeau a lot in this interview, and it's obvious through not only your hard work, but you know the development of him as a coach and developing you as a player. You know, do you think that that would have happened under Tom Thibodeau?
First off, Tom didn't let us talk to the media. He always told us, let's be honest with you, he always made sure we didn't talk to the media like that. He always told us not to give you guys anything.
He sent out a text like once a week, like, hey, make sure you're eating right and don't talk to the media.
He never text. He'd come into the meeting. It'll be like we're going into war. Like it'll be like a real war movie. Like he'll come. It'll be a dark room. Have the screen. He'll have the video playing. He'd be like, "Don't give them anything. They're not your friends. They're not." He'll be coming in like, "They're not your brothers. Not your friends. They're not nothing."
only thing you got here is us. Don't give him anything.
So what does Fred come in the room? Does Fred come in the room like with a media member introducing people? Because it's a totally different atmosphere now.
Fred, he'll say his two pieces, but then I think Tibbs will make it seem, well, he'll put more emphasis. Like, if you do talk to him, I'm going to see you outside, and we're going to deal with this. It's crazy, but he always knew that if he read something, he would adjust it. He'd let you know, like, hey, like his attitude was different. It was just two different attitudes.
You know,
two different.
Taj, I maybe you're best equipped to answer this question because you're in the situation you're in and you've seen it from the inside. My concern as a Bulls observer and a guy who grew up as a kid, a Bulls fan, is that I always want to know from my teams that they're doing everything they can do to try to win a title. That everything, that every move that they make, even if it's a small move, somehow incrementally could get them closer to winning a championship. Are they doing that? Are the Bulls? I think they're happy with an arena full of people, like you say, entertaining and buzzing, and people love watching Jimmy play. Are they trying to win a title?
You gotta look at the play. You gotta look at the personnel. Of course, they're trying to win a title, but at the same time, you gotta look at what we have. You gotta look at the teams that the team plays. Team is capable of doing well. The team does good against the effortless echelon teams, beat the Cavs, beat a number of good teams. So when you look at the lower teams in the rankings, the standings, the level isn't there. That comes from having the lack of competitiveness on a night-to-night basis, or sometimes just having a lack. But as far as having, like, you got to look at Golden State years ago. You never thought they would be a championship-level team. You know, they had some pieces until they started shocking people and letting people know that they're ready to play this year. Same thing with the Bulls. It just depends on the team believing and the team understanding what they have to do and guys knowing their role.
You've been in this city for close to a decade now, and your world gets turned upside down. I don't know if you were, you know, aware that this might happen, or you knew it might happen in the last couple of days or so. But walk us through, for guys and girls who haven't had their world turned upside down like this, what happens now? Like, I'm sure you've been in contact with the Thunder. Do you get on a plane tonight? What happens with your home? What happens with your cars? Like, do they set you up in a place? Like, what happens logistically from now until, I don't know, the next few days where you get settled?
Well, first, my world doesn't really get turned upside down. I'm still blessed. I'm still making a nice salary. So my world is still good. Second, you have to look at it like you're just going to a new school or like going into a new classroom. It's just like that. I'm going to have to get readjusted with the coaching staff, readjusted with the players, known different guys' strengths and attitudes. But as far as just the move itself, I'm going to try to pack up as much things as I can and coordinate with the Thunder, which they already told me they're taking care of my living expense and everything like that.
They sending the private jet out for you?
Yeah, you and Dougie getting the private jet, huh?
Yeah, me and Doug getting a private jet. It should be fun.
Well, now Doug will have the best haircut in all of Oklahoma City.
Oh, man. I'm just excited for him, but just trying to keep his spirits high because at the same time, I know he's still young and he's still understanding the game and how the NBA works. So I think it should be good for him too.
Taj, you've been a pro's pro, yeah. On the court, off the court.
And straight up with me every time I've been in that locker room.
And I know there are a lot of Bulls fans who I'm seeing right now on the text lines and on Twitter who want us to be the conduit to express their thoughts and thanks for everything that you have given as a Bull. And I wish you success. And I'm sorry that you couldn't have been part of a parade here. But you turned yourself into a heck of an NBA player.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much, guys. I would love to be a part of the parade here. Some good times, a lot of good wins. The city was buzzing over a number and amount of years of our wins and the playoff push. That would be one of the brightest spots in my career. But, hey, life goes on. And Chicago will always be one of my homes. So looking forward to seeing you guys in the future.
Safe travels, Taj. Best of luck.
All right, guys. Take care.
That is former Bulls forward Taj Gibson, now of the Oklahoma City Thunder. And if you can listen to what's not being said as much as what is being said, you learned a lot about the Chicago Bulls.
You want to react or respond to anything that you just heard? 312-644-6767 is the phone number. The Bernstein and Goff Show right here on 670 The Score.
Baseball will never be the same for Cubs fans. Wait till next year? Nah. Curses? Nope. Lovable losers? Wrong again. Spring training is on. Let's talk about the world champion Chicago Cubs. On the station where you can listen to all 162 games and the postseason.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the Cubs.
This is Jim Rome of the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by ADT, protecting what matters most for over 140 years. The NCAA has finally hit Ole Miss's football program with its notice of allegations. After a four-year investigation, the hammer is coming, and no self-imposed one-year bowl sanction is going to prevent the NCAA from doing what it does. And as much as you can say everybody in the SEC is doing it, not everybody in the SEC is getting caught. And if you're going to cheat that blatantly, you better have something to show for it, right? Take Barry Bonds. When he injected himself with enough anabolic steroids to kill a rhinoceros, allegedly, at least he ripped the single season and career home run crowns. Ole Miss gets tagged with the dreaded lack of institutional control crown, and they never even made it to the SEC title game. I'm Jim Rome.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
Let me out of here!
Sometimes to catch a killer,
we're no longer looking for a terrorist. We're looking for a serial killer.
You have to think like one.
He watched, waited, and hunted.
He's murdering those who make fun of him.
This is personal.
We should deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
Oh, God.
TV's number one suspense thriller.
They're desperate.
We're going to take these guys down.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save. With Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Happen. In-store only, it's 4117.
Hi, everyone. It's Auto Show time, and that means you've got to see my guys at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. They've got over 300 new Chevys, all priced with special Auto Show incentives. There's incredible savings like 0% financing for 72 months on 2016 Chevys, or lease the new 2017 Chevy Equinox for just $199 a month. Sign and drive with no money down, by the way. Sunrise Chevrolet, they really are the bright way to buy. Check them out online at sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason Goff sent you. On select vehicles to qualified buyers, 36-month lease, dealer for details. Find new.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The talk. Weekdays.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first?
Family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
Fame weekend of the Chicago Golf Show, presented by French Lick Resort, featuring baseball Hall of Famers and golf lovers Tim Raines and Ryan Sandberg. These days, Raines and Rhino have traded their legendary bats for golf clubs. The Chicago Golf Show is February 24th through 26th, at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont. Everyone gets a free round of golf, courtesy of Golf Visions. Get incredible deals on clubs, balls, shoes, apparel, and more. Hit the latest clubs, learn about custom fitting, take a free lesson from an Illinois PGA pro. Check out hundreds of golf destinations and introduce the kids to the game of a lifetime. February 24th through the 26th at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont. Come check out Hall of Famers Tim Raines and Ryan Sandberg and get free golf. The original, the biggest, the best, the Chicago Golf Show. For tickets, go to Chicago Golf Show.
This week in music history. This week in 1960, Jimi Hendrix made his stage debut at a Seattle high school. Iconic Nirvana frontman Kurt Cobain was born this week in 1967. Everything. This week in 1973, the Byrds made their final live appearance. This week in 1976, the Eagles' Greatest Hits became the first album to be certified platinum by the RIAA, selling 1 million copies.
CBS Wednesday.
Great lawyers take risks, and I am a great lawyer.
At Manhattan's top law firm.
This is a giant case, and I'm responsible for a man's freedom.
You've got to be passionate about defending the innocent.
We're talking about hundreds of people sitting in cells that we have the keys to bust out.
Crazy about justice.
Can you win this case?
It won't be easy.
And committed to risking everything.
Our client's blood matches the blood on the murder weapon.
You realize you're not very comforting.
Yeah.
Doubt. CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday. The outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors. CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with The Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The Wolves play Saturday night at 7, Sunday at 3 versus Iowa in what may be a future playoff matchup. Tickets start at just $11.
All right, man. We went through a time in Chicago where we were winning a lot of games and the city was buzzing. So I can't ever just take a negative aspect from it because I was wearing a Bulls jersey and it was one of the best times of my life.
That's former Bulls forward Taj Gibson, who was traded earlier today along with Doug McDermott and a second round pick in 2018 to the Oklahoma City Thunder. In return, the Bulls will receive Cameron Payne, Joffrey LeVern, and Anthony Morrow. So once again, the Bulls at the trade deadline send Taj Gibson, Doug McDermott, and a second round pick to Oklahoma City. And they receive Cameron Payne, Joffrey LeVern, and Anthony Morrow. Elsewhere in the NBA today, the Sixers, they sent Nerlens Noel to Dallas for Justin Anderson, Andrew Bogut, and a first-round pick. Houston sent KJ McDaniels to the Nets, Tyler Ennis to the Lakers. And the Bulls are back in action tomorrow night when they pick up after the All-Star break when they host Phoenix at the United Center. In hockey, the Blackhawks begin a four-game homestand tonight when they host Arizona. Puck drops at 7:30. The Hawks are 5 points behind Minnesota with 22 games left in the regular season. Earlier today, they signed goalie Jeff Glass to a two-year deal. Major League Baseball, White Sox third baseman Todd Frazier is feeling much better today, according to Ricky Renteria, but he is still day-to-day with that oblique injury. The Sox will be retiring Mark Burley's number on June 24th. Get your tickets now. And the Cubs have said that Mike Montgomery and Rob Zastrzyzny will start their split squad games on Saturday. Swing into spring with the Chicago Golf Show at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont. The Scores Bernstein and Golf Show will be broadcasting live on Friday. That's tomorrow from 1 to 6. Come check out the show. Grab some Score swag. For information, visit cbschicago.com/events. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
The scoreboard update was brought to you by Epson.
In 2 years, you could fly to Mars and back twice. And in 2 years, you could print up to 8,000 pages with the Epson EcoTank 4550. It has a refillable super tank and comes with enough ink to print for up to 2 years, totally cartridge free.
Now, you heard Taj Gibson, and you heard a lot about Tom Thibodeau, a lot. And he said,
it's hard to go from that to this.
Said some right things about Fred, but you can tell where his heart is.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't take a big leap to understand where that guy's basketball heart is.
Who raised him?
And we asked for your reaction. Donald in Mount Prospect is on the Score.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Okay.
All right. I'm just going to first start off by saying, I mean, primarily I'm a baseball and football kind of guy, so I'm definitely not the most expert Bulls guy.
That's fine.
But after what's been going on the last few days, this trade with Gibson, the rumor that you heard about Boston and stuff, I mean, realistically, I know we came close and these guys can blame it on the Rose injury and stuff like that, but is there really, realistically, any, like, glimmer of hope that maybe Reinsdorf might be proactive about making changes? Or, because I agree with you guys, or should we just buckle up and settle in with this nice perpetual, if we make it to the 6 through 8 seed, we'll be fine.
Well, that's what we've been talking about all day. And again, it's Michael Reinsdorf, who is your primary ownership representative of the Bulls.
That's the decision maker.
That's the guy. And it appears that he and Gar Forman have developed a strong axis, connection.
I understand why they traded Taj Gibson. I mean, he probably wasn't going to sign here in the offseason. You want to get something for him. So
they could sign him in the offseason anyway, if they wanted.
Right. Nobody's sitting here arguing for Taj Gibson to stay here. Right? But what you didn't do or what you didn't get back for some of these, the Doug McDermott thing is the standout in this, because you traded so much to get him. And 2 years later, you're giving up on it. So Taj being gone is not the big deal. We just had him on the air. It was a good interview.
Always an honest guy, always a straight-up guy, always available.
Yep.
But the story about Tibbs in the dark room telling him not to say anything to the media, that's just awesome. That's great.
You can picture it.
Sure. I mean, you knew what's happening. Mm. That's a dark room with a flickering screen. That's Tom Thibodeau's life. That's why it looks like that. Andrew downtown, you're on Bernstein and Goff on Sports Radio 670.
Yeah, hi. Good to be with you guys. Say what you want about everything else with the organization. That was a really good interview you guys just had with Gibson.
Thanks.
Nothing but a class act. And I wanted to add in real quick. So given what had happened with the Lakers in the last couple of days, with Magic coming in as president of basketball ops and then them getting rid of Mitch Kupchak after he delivered them a championship, or multiple championships, I should say, I wanted to go back and look at the longest tenured executives in the NBA, and Paxson's actually right up there with R.C. Buford. Kupchak was one of them, Danny Ainge, I'm forgetting one, but those three or four all had rings. And Pat Riley, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Paxson was right up there. He was the only one that didn't have a ring, and you just saw Kupchak just get fired. He's got the ring. So it's pretty astonishing.
And, yeah, Andrew, we'll see in the next year, this year, or the next couple of years if John still wants to do this.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I don't think John's going to be fired by anyone.
Yeah, I mean, it's I don't know. It's pretty clear as to what has been going on for the last few years, certainly. And I've, you know, listened to Cowley on your station. He always gives good insight, and it's really disappointing that the organization has turned to this marketing first, profits driven organization. But fans keep on showing up. I wish that wouldn't be the case, though. Have a good day, guys. Thanks.
Well, all NBA teams want to make money. Let's not play around with that. But if you make money while winning, now you're cooking with gas. This team, and look, the Lakers, I mean, they're valued. I'm not the Lakers. The Lakers and the Knicks actually are valued where they're valued because of the buildings that they own and the cable packages that they come with. This Bulls thing is making a lot of money for Michael Reinsdorf and for the Reinsdorf family, and they've got a guy. They've got a guy in Jimmy Butler that enough of the fan base likes. And until that changes, they don't have to. They don't have to do anything. It's an ugly truth of what's going on right now, but you could cry in your Bulls soup all you want. They don't have to do anything.
I don't
want
to think about Bulls soup. Yeah. You've had a lot of
nice
metaphors
little,
here.
Nice little gray fish soup.
You did a nice job with the golden goose and laying eggs and some terrific double meanings there. Yeah. But now you have me looking at a bowl of Bulls soup.
You're on a Bulls soup?
I don't.
A little Tom Borinkle broth?
No, that's not appetizing to me.
Come on, man.
No, I have had...
A little Scottie Pippen stew?
I have had soup with parts of a bull in it that I have enjoyed tremendously, but yeah, in Spain,
bull nuggets.
Well, I don't. No. Well, I would try that. I would try that. But there were a couple places in Spain.
Yeah, they sell those deep fried in the south.
In Cava de San Miguel in Madrid when we did the tapas tour. That's the last
tapas tour.
Actually, where each little bar has it just specialized in one thing.
Oh,
like one bar.
So you just walk in, you eat a little bit of that.
You get a glass of wine. Yeah, one bar does, you know, like one kind of sauteed mushroom. Mm-hmm. As I always said, one bar does mushrooms. Like I stay there all day. You know, but this one had like this like caldo de toro or something that was
calderon. Huh? It was Jose.
That's the last night I saw my wife hammered.
Yeah,
that was great.
Off her rocker.
Yeah, she's.
It's always fun to do that.
That night it was like I was so much fun in college.
Yeah, because
walked into a wall.
You get to put a lot in the bank that night.
Oh,
you get
to, I still get mileage out of that.
Yep. Nicole's known better than to be ridiculous around me more than once or twice because. She
no, really. College is so much fun. I was fun in college.
You don't appreciate me the way you like. Sure, I do. Have another sip there, drunkie.
That was real. I'd forgotten about that. But that was your idea of Bull's soup. Put me back in the mind of that.
See, now I'm thinking about all the times.
I went
in front of her.
I went to use the bathroom and I came out and there were a bunch of old men serenading her in Castilian. Like, what the hell what's going on out here?
Yeah, I was about to say.
What did I miss?
Yeah?
It was apparently some tradition that the old guys that would hang at this one
the
place.
Old players just trying to catch up.
Yeah, they would pick out somebody and just surround her and start singing.
Reach in his pocket.
It was like,
tell me how much change you come out with.
It was their version of the Top Gun, you've lost that loving feeling, right?
But everyone's balls are dragging on the floor. Well, that's a little bit of a difference, though.
Hey,
the sparks are flying.
No,
we actually get to see
virile old Spaniards.
We actually get to be around ball sparks. March 13th through the 15th when we go to spring training. That was where I first witnessed it, the Sloan Park facility, where that little hotel that we stay at across the street from it, where a guy was on the elevator in his robe, butt-ass naked underneath. And I'm like, bro, you want to put that up? Like, you know, because you could tell.
And he said, nope.
You could tell when there's not a lot of, you know, there's not a lot keep. There's no casing. You know, there's not a lot keeping him from the robe and the robe from him. And I'm like, hey, Saul, you might want to go back in your room. And he walked down to the lobby in his robe and his slippers with nothing on underneath, his chest hair just gleaming. We get to be around that here in less than a month. You know, where just balls are just dragging just throughout Mesa and Glendale and Arizona as a whole because of spring training baseball.
He is Goff.
The great ball dragging of
Bernstein
spring
and
training.
We're still waiting for Bulls brass to emerge.
It's
but
not
apparently they can't.
They're all at Schuster's house. they're all
eating popcorn.
David is the only one that gets to talk to them.
They're playing ping pong over at Vinny Del Negro's house.
Right.
Watching movies.
Bastard,
yep. It's the Christmas party nobody attended. It just belated. You have the score.
You
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
And Foster, and the one I have and can recommend in the best of conscience, the Tempur-Pedic that has made my life better.
Yeah, and now, you know, over the last year, I've gotten four different mattresses from Mattress Firm for four different reasons. And I'm telling you, the service is unbelievable. They're not going to try to talk you into something you don't need. They don't have like a Target mattress they need to get rid of that day. You know, it's not like some sales businesses where they do something, they target a certain item and they want this one gone. They actually want information from you, and you just be truthful with them. You lay down on some mattresses, you tell them what you're looking for, and they're going to point you in the right direction. But ultimately, you make the decision on which mattress best fits your sleep style.
Before you do anything, check out the Tempur-Pedic adjustable base set, because you can save up to $500 on select sets from Tempur-Pedic. And if you haven't experienced it, you need to understand what it is. I've used this term before, but really, it's an infinite number of new mattresses, because you can keep changing the permutations to your exact need at any given moment. Maybe you have sinus problems. Maybe you've got acid reflux. You like to be up a little bit. Maybe you like to have your legs raised because it's better for your lower back. And you can figure it out. You can program it into a remote and have it all preset. But you got to get into Mattress Firm to check it out.
Right. And right now, Dan, you can sleep happy with no interest financing for 5 years. So great opportunity to check something out that maybe you thought before wasn't quite in your budget. So you go to Mattress Firm. Mattressfirm.com. You find a location nearest to you. You get in there and let the sleep experts help you out. Go to Mattress Firm. Take advantage of their President's Day sale. It's the final days to get huge savings. Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep. Run to Old Navy tomorrow and Saturday for the year's biggest denim deal. 2 days only, all jeans are 50% off. That's right. Tomorrow and Saturday, all jeans are 50% off at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. But you better hurry. It ends Saturday. Valid 224 and 225. Excludes clearance.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
Let me out of here!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
We're no longer looking for a terrorist. We're looking for a serial killer.
You have to think like one.
He watched, waited, and hunted.
He's murdering those who make fun of him.
This is personal.
We should deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
Oh, God.
TV's number one suspense thriller.
They're desperate. We're going to take these guys down.
Criminal Minds. CBS Wednesday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Good. It means fine or okay. It checks a box. But at Hyundai, good isn't good enough. Instead, they strive for better. And that's what you'll find available in Hyundai's cars and SUVs. Like technology that doesn't just connect your car to your phone, but allows it to do something new. That's better. Technology that lets you send and have your text messages read aloud and find your destination all at the sound of your voice. So you don't have to look down at your phone, even for a second, because a second is all it takes. At Hyundai, they demand better because you deserve better. It's in everything they do, including America's best warranty and Hyundai Assurance with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and this is the reason to buy now. For a limited time during the Chicago Auto Show, you can lease a 2017 Elantra for just $109 a month for 36 months with $2,809 due at lease signing. That's right, just $109 a month. To learn more, stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com. For more details, call 877-248 1585.
CBS Tuesday. Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son?
Absolutely. The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You're supposed to be on my side.
I may be the only one who is. CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday. It's that moment you wake up and realize.
She's nuts.
They may be a little clingy.
What happened to you?
You're what happened to me.
They may do things you really can't understand.
Why would you talk about me on your dates?
I think they have a right to know why I'm so broken.
But you're stuck with them because this is your family.
Are you insane?
Yes, so be careful.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney star in Mom. CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday. Mac is back. Woo-hoo! The most inventive agent ever.
My name's MacGyver. I work for the U.S. government.
Returns to television.
What are you doing?
Improvising. No agent does more with less.
How's he going to stop an airplane?
Tinfoil.
He's kidding, right?
Oh, my man never jokes about tinfoil. I'm dangerous.
Everything I need is right in front of me.
MacGyver, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand. CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Once that trade deadline comes and goes, you know, then you can just focus on what you need to work on and you know, not have to worry about, you know, again, all the things that are being thrown around and all the rumors that are out there. You know, just worry about getting your guys ready to you know, play the stretch run and again, hopefully play well.
Fred Hoiberg's got a job to do.
Fred.
It resumes tomorrow night. The NBA is back tonight after having their few days off that LeBron James negotiated post-All-Star break a couple of years ago.
Boogie Cousins making his Pelicans debut.
Yeah.
Chance to see how that's all going to work X and O-wise, yeah. Huh?
Kevin Durant says it's going to be something historic. So, you know, having two bigs that can dribble the ball and shoot from distance the way they can. And if you didn't get a chance to read David Aldridge's 56 thoughts on DeMarcus Cousins and the whole Sacramento Kings thing, I'm telling you right now, if you're a fan of NBA writing and, you know, David Aldridge is now, you know, he's the Turner Sports guy that pops in for some sideline stuff, does some NBA TV stuff, and he's a pretty damn good guest too. But that guy is like NBA reporting royalty for a long time, and he took it back to the essence with that I believe is on NBA.com, that piece, 56 thoughts on the Cousins trade, and it's... Yeah, you talk about page turners. Well, it's sequence 1 through 56, and you can't stop reading it over and over. Like at 4 through 8, I was like, oh my God.
You have to be inspired to sit down and do something like that.
Yeah,
yeah. You can't just do that half assed.
And he was truthful on both sides of the argument on what DeMarcus Cousins wasn't and what he was and what's happening with Sacramento and what's happening in the NBA right now. So some good stuff. Good stuff. Inspired, like you said.
In Jefferson Park, this is, I don't know if I have this right, Lutarski?
Is it Blutarski or Lutarski?
Lutarski.
Like the movie?
Kind of. Listen, isn't simply Young Reinsdorf just the new dollar bill works? Isn't this just a team that his aspiration is to just be good, to be a good, profitable team? Greatness really isn't part of the
equation. Oh, you're talking about...
Well, there's a different dynamic here.
Whoa, no.
Hockey and basketball.
Yeah, you're talking about completely different universes of profitability. I mean, you're not just trying to eke out a profit and hope your franchise... You're talking about it being worth $2.5
billion. That would have been worth that anyway, though. I mean, look at the Clippers went for $2
billion. Yeah, but still, but I'm saying you can't compare that to a hockey team that even now, even after three championships, is barely breaking even.
Yeah, but just from the management's objectives, as far as like, you know, some teams you get, you know.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, Bill Wirtz didn't want the games on television,
right,
so he could force people. It's not the same
analogy.
No, it's
analogy. Not. Yeah. It's a completely forced comparison because the problem was he was anti-marketing.
Right.
Bill Wirtz was the exact opposite of what the Bulls are. When the Bulls are all about the quality of the product and modern sales and understanding marketing.
The in-game experience.
Where the Blackhawks thing was retrograde and...
We own liquor, so we're good.
Who's going to buy my beer?
Right.
Completely misunderstanding what the larger trends were in sports.
Right, but I just thought it was kind of a similar comparison.
No. Again, no. I thought we just did a pretty decent job of explaining why it's not.
I'm talking about the goals of the team as far as, you know, just the success of the actual team on the field. I just don't get the sense that, you know, much like that old Blackhawks squad where he didn't want to be too good that he had to pay people more. You know, it seems like, you know, they don't want to be too good because I don't know why. I don't know why there's...
Yeah, I just think the comparison is forced. I don't think there's any reason. I don't know why everybody feels they have to reach for something more than this is. Now, we heard it before where somebody's trying to compare it to the White Sox or compare it to any... We're not looking for comps.
Mm. You could talk about this standalone.
Right, we know what they seem to be, and I think why they seem to be it, it's just a matter of how you are, whether or not you're honest with your fans about it. If they just came out and somebody said, championships are not our priority right now. We're going to, because I know what's being said behind the scenes.
Well, when they tell you the same way the Hawks did for eight straight years of we've made the playoffs. Like when you start to mention how you want to make the playoffs every year, like this isn't baseball. This isn't that where you're trying to get into the tournament and, you know, whoever, you know, maybe you catch a wave and all of a sudden you're the World Series champions. It doesn't work like that in NBA basketball. You can make the playoffs every single year all you want. But if you're the fourth through the eighth seed, more times than not, you're going to be eliminated in the second round or so. They understand what it is. Smart Bulls fans understand what it is. And also, there's some smart Bulls fans who have accepted what it is, who are okay with going to the UC five times a year with their kids liking basketball in the current structure that it is because they've seen championships already. So this is their kids' era of Bulls basketball. And if it isn't as fulfilling as, of course, the Jordan and Pippen era, that's fine with them because they've got something to watch every single night. I'm not begrudging you your Bulls basketball if you like it the way it is right now, but don't lie to yourself. Don't lie to yourself like this is something other than a team that is content with being what it is because they're making money and they've got a star. If you were making money and you didn't have a star, one, that'd be a magic trick. Or if you were losing money and you had a star, you'd probably move that star so you could try to get a bunch of good players so you can satisfy the basketball appetite of your consumer base. But they're making money, they have a star, and you don't want to shake that up. And that's the way they're looking at it.
John Paxson and Gar Forman have said that they would come out, meet the media, and answer questions, but they haven't yet because apparently there is a backlog of trades being processed in the NBA office. What that has to do with the other, I don't know. But we will wait for them to speak. Our David Schuster is there. We talked to Joe Cowley earlier. He is there as well. And we hope to get some answers as to the Bulls' current direction for you before we get done today on The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Would I want to be in the right field bleachers on Sammy Sosa Day to see that guy's number and flag get raised up the flagpole and have him run out to right field? Hell yes, I would.
Understand.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Run to Old Navy tomorrow and Saturday for the year's biggest denim deal. 2 days only, all jeans are 50% off. That's right, tomorrow and Saturday, all jeans are 50% off at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. But you better hurry, it ends Saturday, valid 224 and 225, excludes clearance.
CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with the Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows...
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
The past crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
This week in music history. This week in 2002, the Bee Gees made their last ever concert appearance. This week in 2003, 100 people died in a club pyrotechnics accident at a Great White concert. This week in 2009, President Obama honored Stevie Wonder with the Library of Congress's Gershwin Prize. That same week in 2009, Rihanna issued a statement thanking fans for their support after an alleged assault by her at-the-time boyfriend, Chris Brown.
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of Muscle Milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday.
Play.it is your new podcast network for award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome. We're going to make you laugh. We're